This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing in what the White House described as a limited operation. Fears are mounting of a full-scale invasion of the southern city as ceasefire talks remain tense with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.N. warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and the other main crossing into Gaza at a time when officials say the northern part of the enclave is already experiencing full-blown famine. As Israel moved forward with its ground incursion into parts of Rafah, its military continued to bombard the southern Gaza city with airstrikes, killing more than 20 Palestinians, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by white body bags, Rafah construction worker Mohammed Abu Amra points at each body as he names each family member he lost in the recent Israeli strike. Shortly after, another relative arrives to the horror of seeing her loved one lying on the ground, dead. Over 100,000 Palestinians were evacuated out of Rafah as Israel's military dispersed flyers telling residents to leave their homes. Israel's plan to invade Rafah has raised global alarm because of the potential for harm to more than a million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday the latest truce proposal from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas falls short of Israel's essential demands, adding military pressure remains necessary to return hostages held in Gaza. The Palestinian militant group Hamas accused Israel of trying to undermine efforts to secure a ceasefire.